Blackstone Audio presents Eldritch Tales, A Miscellany of the Macabre by H.P. Lovecraft. History of the Necronomicon. Read by Tom Weiner. Original title Al-Azif, Azif being the word used by Arabs to designate the nocturnal sound made by insects, supposed to be the howling of demons. Composed by Abdul al-Hazred, a mad poet of Sana'a in Yemen, who is said to have flourished during the period of the Umayyad caliphs, circa AD 700. He visited the ruins of Babylon and the subterranean secrets of Memphis, and spent 10 years alone in the great southern desert of Arabia. The Rebeh el-Kali, or empty space of the ancients, and Dana, or crimson desert of the modern Arabs, which is held to be inhabited by protective evil spirits and monsters of death. Of this desert, many strange and unbelievable marvels are told by those who pretend to have penetrated it. In his last years, Al-Hazred dwelt in Damascus, where the Necronomicon, Al-Azif, was written, and of his final death or disappearance, AD 738, many terrible and conflicting things are told. He is said by Ibn Khalikhan, 12th century biographer, to have been seized by an invisible monster in broad daylight and devoured horribly before a large number of fright-frozen witnesses. Of his madness, many things are told. He claimed to have seen fabulous Aram, or City of Pillars, and to have found beneath the ruins of a certain nameless desert town the shocking annals and secrets of a race older than mankind. He was only an indifferent Muslim, worshipping unknown entities, whom he called Yogs.